Dis sulke tyd, slaat die sport word jy gebring met die komplimente van We Buy Cars. We Buy Cars, Suid-Afrika se nommer 1 karkoopdiens by verre.
Hi Bierman, het jy enige planne vir die naweek?
Ek wou graag 'n nuwe riding gaan koop die naweek, maar jy weet hoe lyk ons skedules. Die enigste tyd tot my beskikking is op 'n Sondag.
Dis nie 'n probleem nie. We Buy Cars is nou oop 7 dae 'n week. Maak nie saak of jy wil koop of verkoop nie. We Buy Cars doen alles vir jou en dit nogal 7 dae 'n week.
We Buy Cars, Midstream, Silver Lakes en Johannesburg Suid is nou oop 7 dae week. SA se nommer 1 kar verkoop en koopdiens.
Sluddy Sport met Ruben en Arnold op Groot FM 90.5.
Okay, dis 9 minute na 6 mense. Goed. Net so vinnig voordat ons wegtrek, want ons gaan baie lekker gesels vanavond. Ek kan nie wag vir die gesprekke vanavond nie. Eerst is my omaar vuister en plaat, dames en heren, Addo Gert!
Ruben van die Kinderbybel, hoe gaan dit vanavond met u?
Ek gaan my aanvaarbaar.
Het jy jou reenjurkie ingepak vir as jy moet terugstap kar toe in hierdie reen?
Ek is te bang ek jaag hierdie reen weg, so dus hou ek my reenjurkie net waar hy moet wees en gooi myself af na, solank het dit aan reen.
Hulle sê my dit gaan tot volgende saterdag, nie hierdie saterdag nie, volgende saterdag toe door reen.
Fantastisch.
Wonderlik.
En kan ek vir sê, Appington, dit saus in Appington.
Ek wil juist volgende jaar een swemcompetitie of twee gaan doen, so nou kan jy net in jou achtertuin gaan oefen, jy hoef nie gym te gaan swem.
Precies. Gooi soms op die eten en op pad terug, jou ook, jy weet.
Ja, ja, so hou net jou handen by die arms, by die deur uit.
And keep left past right. In elk geval, 10 minuten na 6, Annie, net so voordat ons cricketsake gesels, kom ons gesels het gevinnig series.
Ah, daar, nou lyk het beter. So, ek het begin bekommer, want so 6 minuten terug, nie ek jok, so 12 minuten terug, het Suid-Afrika en Kenia begin by die Dubai Sevens, en net so paar oomblikke terug, toe ons net op die lug gegaan het, toe was het 10-12, want is daarom nou 12 elk, en alreeds 3 vir die jongheer Oosthuizen en ook vir Raskou Spekman.
Ja, Raskou.
Maar die Keniane is bezig om ons bykie op te voeter op hierdie stadium. Ek hoop ons kan vasthou en vanspuit en dan met 3 druk as het saak maak.
Ons hou vir jou boogte van die saak daar. Goed, Annie, die laaste week, en ek dink dit is een baie groot besprekingspunt. So, Cricket Suid-Afrika, baie goed het gebeur. Ek meen, ek het nie gesels na hulle geruime tyd hier. Daar is 'n hele paar uitdagings ding by Cricket Suid-Afrika wat ons gesien het van mense wat net bedank het, mense wat afgedank is, kantoordeure wat toegesluit is. Dit was absoluut chaos. Er het van een ding na die volgende ding toe gegaan aan die laaste.
Ja, en intendeel, ek dink dit het nou regtig tot 'n erge mate het vererger met die journaliste wat Sondag se akkreditasie teruggetrek is. Ek weet dis 6 ure daarna weer teruggegee, maar dit het belaglik begin raak as jy kyk na die verskonings wat gegee is en die smeer, maar jy praat van die afgelope week of so, maar streng gesproke is Cricket Suid-Afrika al vir omtrent 'n jaar indien nie bietjie meer in die moeilikheid nie. Ons kan die uitslae sien op die veld en natuurlik in die raadskamers. Dis regtig lekker om een van die journaliste wat nou Sondag eweskielik nie meer cricket werk gehad het as het ware nie, hy is daar in die Kaap, Telford Weiss op die sport saam met ons te. Telford, a really good evening to you. I want to thank you firstly for your time. I really appreciate it. Just take us back to what happened on Sunday very briefly and explain to us how all of these things were related to you.
Hello Annie, and how do I say this? Ek vraag om verskies. Nee, moet nie worry nie. My Afrikaans is so bietjie geroes, hoor.
Geen probleem nie. We understand completely. But thanks for trying.
Oh, my goodness. I had that scripted in my head for like so long, but anyway. What happened was, before I went to the ground on Sunday for Sunday's MSL game, I was contacted by someone from Newlands to say, a funny thing has happened. We received an email at 10:10 this morning saying, you and 4 other journos, their accreditation has been revoked. So what happened was I went to the ground, and with that old-fashioned thing called a ticket, I got into the ground and I sat in the stands and I started writing my
When last did you have to buy a ticket for a cricket match? I mean, it must be decades, you know. I
also want to decades.
I also want to say to you that
tickets came on.
Carry on.
I said the last time I did that, tickets came on stone tablet.
Before the Dead Sea was ill. Now, Telford, the other thing I want to say to you, it's not often that you hear a cricket journalist saying a funny thing happened on the way to work today, but it couldn't have been all that funny, could it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was a bit of adrenaline flying around. It's not the kind of thing you need. I mean, an accreditation isn't completely vital. You can go to the game and you can, you know, do your job sitting in the stands. It does, you know, you're never quite sure when someone is going to pour a beer over your laptop. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know, by mistake or on purpose, if you recognize it. But I mean, yeah, it didn't make it easy, but happily someone in a corporate box said, why don't you come and work here for a bit? So we did. And then a funny thing happened again at the ground, at the cricket, in that we heard we were suddenly reaccredited. And so my day finished up in the press box, which was bizarre considering everything. And it's just kind of, I've been amazed at how this part of the drama has led to so much happening. And my kind of pet theory is that it's something completely off the ball, and maybe it needed something, you know, which didn't have to do with a team losing or an administrator being shown up to be inept. Maybe it needed something else away from that to finally push this whole lot over the edge of the cliff.
It seems all very inept, but let's just go back maybe even as much as 12 to 18 months ago. This has been coming, hasn't it? Or am I wrong?
No, it's been coming for a long time. I mean, you know, CSA have been in trouble and kind of wobbling from one crisis to the next for a long time. I mean, Gerald Majola is a name from the good old days, yep. You know. And there was all that, and a bonus scandal. Harry Lorgat was very competent as an administrator, but possibly was too competent because, you know, people were trying to get rid of him eventually.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he also made mistakes. He also made mistakes with the media and got himself into trouble that way. Ended up in an inquiry at the ICC, for goodness sake. Cricket South Africa has been in this kind of trouble. This is not the first time, but this is easily the worst of it. I've never known cricket to be as badly run as now.
And today we got news of Iqbal Khan, the finance chief and board chairperson, who's resigned. That follows, of course, Prof. Shirley Zim's resignation as well. So it seems like people are abandoning the ship, and there seems to be far bigger troubles than what we can see on the surface. Does a journo in your position have more insight into what is happening, Telford?
Well, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. You know, it depends on who picks up the phone or sees the WhatsApp, for instance. But, for instance, on Tuesday, there was supposed to be an emergency board meeting to which some board members actually flew, only to get there and find out, no, this meeting's been cancelled. So that level of chaos, you know, and that's where we are now with Cricket South Africa. I'm hearing, I don't know how true it is, that Thabang Maree and Chris Nanzani are meeting as we speak. So this big press conference planned for Saturday after Saturday's board meeting. Sure, maybe it won't be that big, because it really wouldn't surprise me if we hear that one or both of Nanzani or Moreau go tonight.
Either. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's getting to that kind of stage.
I actually want to hook on to that, Telford. I want to ask you the question, because I know one of the major sponsors actually mentioned today that they are threatening to withdraw their sponsorship if some of the big chiefs at Cricket South Africa does not resign. And actually, they mentioned Thabang's name as well. And that could have a catastrophic influence on the game itself.
Absolutely. That, you know, only when Standard Bank got involved in the thing about the five journos, only then did CSA change their position. Only when, because SANEF sent in a statement, of course, the five of us were jumping up and down, but only when Standard Bank sat them down and said, what the hell are you doing? Then things changed. That's where we are.
And, of course, the story in the Bild this morning with Doc Ali Bacher saying that we are the laughing stock at this stage. Again,
sure.
That's another nail in the coffin. Graham Smith, who was yesterday reportedly had taken the game, but according to when you spoke with him personally, said he hasn't at all. And here's the interesting thing. I didn't realize that. I saw that only earlier today on social media, that he'd been offered a contract that was supposed to have been signed by the 1st of October, which just goes to show that things are complete and total disarray. If you have someone with the caliber of Graham Smith's credentials, surely you want to sign him ASAP.
Well, exactly. And you know, they're kind of mucking about with that. But this is not unusual for CSA at the moment. I know that Slackers, the South African Cricket Association, they tear their hair out. Every time they need something answered by CSA or set up a meeting or whatever, they just get ignored. I mean, CSA were a month late in filing their answering court papers for a high court case. You know, it seems as if they just don't respect anything and anyone. So it's a very dysfunctional organization.
Yeah. Telford, I actually want to ask the question straight out. If, in your opinion, and generally summed up, what is the problem and how is it going to get solved?
The problem is Thabang Maree at this stage. He is the problem. He does need to go. He hasn't shown himself to be a very good administrator, and he's amassing ever more power. and that is just unhealthy. I mean, you know, he's trying to be God, but he's actually the devil. And I mean that metaphorically. I'm not speaking literally.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but that's what's happening. He's behaving, or he's throwing his weight around like a very good administrator, when he's actually a very poor administrator.
Mm.
You know, those are two ends of a very long candle, you know, which are never going to meet. So here's the number of it. But also, I mean, he has surrounded himself with acolytes and yes people, and who can't really stand up to him now. They've given him too much power. Menzani, Chris Menzani has been the president since 2013. He served both of his three-year terms. He should have been gone by then. Somehow he's engineered another year, and the prevailing theory is that he's done that so that another Tabamure acolyte, Jack Madasenga, at the moment is president of Gauteng, can take over from Menzani, and, you know, the merry-go-round can keep going.
Oh,
so that's where we are in this story. But things are changing faster, you know, than I think anyone would want them to, and including Tabamure. Things are quickly being pulled out of his control. He's going to find he's got fewer friends than he thought he did, and he's going to find he's got more enemies than he thought he did. At some point, what will happen is that he will be seen as a liability rather than an asset, and it will be by whoever fancies themselves as the next president of CSA. That person could be Beresford Williams, who is the current vice president, and he has a lot of support, particularly he's from the Western Cape. You know, Norman Irons, who's also from the Western Cape, and he's the smartest guy in any room. He's thrown his weight against Tabamure, and by implication, that means in favor of Beresford Williams. So there's a power struggle waiting to happen. The next power struggle is probably between Beresford Williams and Jack Madison. But first of all, we've got to get the rest of the carnage out of the way before that can happen. But I think it's going to go to that stage quite quickly.
In exactly 21 days from today, face the English at SuperSport Park. Well, for a start, I say that, and it doesn't exactly cloak my heart in fear, because let's be honest, the English don't make you fearful at this stage. But they must also look at it and go, they're licking their chops, because they know it's going to be an easier job than what it would have been if the team had already been chosen and settled and were together and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, no, exactly. The dawn of Antichrist, you know. I'm not really allowed to say dawn is on your radio.
Yeah, please not.
I wrote a piece yesterday saying England are the most chronic overthinkers in cricket. You know, they really are. They're complete softies. So it wouldn't surprise me if this is a series between two wounded teams, you know, which could could play out that way, and we could have some brilliant cricket because of it. It's you know, England also asking themselves all sorts of questions. They've only won 4 of their 11 test matches this year. It's going to be the first time since 1999 that they've gone through a whole year without winning a test series.
Mm.
And please don't tell me they win the World Cup. New Zealand just didn't lose it.
Talbot, I want to also ask you, and this, I don't want to be doom and gloom, but at the same time, can South African cricket recover from this? Because let's be honest, it has far-reaching, it reaches into all departments of the game, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and I don't know, and I'm trying not to say no, it can't recover, but I'm finding it increasingly difficult to deliver an answer like that, because, you know, the wider realities of everything, the weak brand, the state of our economy, that's driving people away, and South African cricket is in grave danger of turning into something like West Indies cricket, where every time you turn on your TV and you see a T20 tournament in Timbuktu or whatever, there's Chris Gayle and there's one of the Bravos or both of the Bravos, and I think you could see that with South Africa becoming this kind of supplier of T20 players to T20 leagues around the world, and the whole national system having just gone to pot, because the provincial and the domestic and the franchise system would have gone to pot because there's no money to run it, because CSA are losing money hand over fist. They could have lost like R1 billion by the end of the 2022 rights cycle.
Mm.
It's a really dire situation, and they're behaving as if there are no problems, you know, and that's not good. This past week, these past few days, they suddenly woken up. Damascus Road experience. Look, we have problems, but there's a long way to go to get back to anything like what they were just a few years ago.
Yeah. It's actually a pity that we haven't seen any players. I mean, even like in the leadership group, just sticking up their hands in the air and saying, listen, guys, it's time for us to speak the truth. Time to speak out. Let's get it out in the air and let's start getting, or is it all fear induced? Do you think it's all because of fear of being victimized that they wouldn't be talking? Because, I mean, obviously your career is at stake here.
I don't think it's fear because the players will know that they have a lot more power now. Particularly now than CSA has. You know, the public will trust them, believe me. If I have to see it, I'll just stand up and say, CSA, you're a bunch of idiots. I know who the public are going to side with. There's no doubt. But it's complicated because, of course, the players are all part of SACA, the South African Cricketers Association, essentially a trade union, who speak for them. And SACA have done that very well. Okay. Through Tony Irish, the chief executive. I think the players respect that process and that system. As they should, but it does take away some of their own power. I know that privately behind the scenes, I mean, in some of my interactions with players, there's more swearing than words you can say around the dinner table, you know, when they talk about CSA. So they're very worried, they're very unhappy, and there's real problems, but it's probably not going to come out at a public level. And bizarrely, you know, counterintuitively, because they have been very well represented by the South African Cricketers Association.
Dolford, when now that Ruben has brought up the players, the one thing that amazed me, and again, I didn't know that until I saw a story on that today, that just before the new coach had been announced, no one had asked or bothered to ask the national captain what his thoughts were. Is that the truth? And is that even thinkable today in these days and times?
As far as I understand, it is the truth. And it's an utter shocker. You know, it's terrible. How do you do that?
I don't understand it. I'm sorry, I just don't understand it.
It's pathetic. And it's part of, also, from what I hear, Graham Smith's problems with these in his dealings with CSA so far. He just doesn't, communication is just nowhere. He'll ask important questions and get no replies. You know, and this is the guy now, you want him to come and work for you. It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
And they're just not talking to him. And the same thing with the stuff thing. It's outrageous. And, you know, it seems to be a trend throughout the organization. Jack Muddy Singh, I've seen a letter that he wrote to Chris Nanzani and Beresford Williams. And of course, he's vying for, you know, the top job or as the deputy president, but he's lazy to them for not communicating properly. So it seems to be, you know, a real issue with that organization. And I can tell you that as a journalist, trying to get a straight answer to a straight question out of Tamim Tembu, who's a new media man of 2 months standing, is almost impossible. He's the kind of guy you say, is the sky blue? You'll say, well, it's not brown.
Wow.
You know, and it's just
sure.
It's just very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Dolford, it was very insightful talking with you. Yeah. I really thank you for your time. And is it raining in Cape Town, by the way?
Not raining. Raining. It's like the sun is. I
don't know,
the sun's
going to
come down at about 9.
Don't tell us. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. Dolford, thanks so much.
The windings are just down the road.
You had to mention that as well. Thanks a lot for nothing. Biggie, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Look after yourself. And if we don't speak again, have a wonderful and blessed Christmas time.
You too. Yeah, likewise.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, Baba.
Die jongste daar uit Dubai uit is dat Suid-Afrika nou 17-12 voorloop. Ek sou aanneem die wedstryd is net omtrent
is fulltime. Is dit fulltime?
Amper. Daar is hy nou. So 17-12 het Suid-Afrika vasgehou. Hulle was 5-12 agter. So die Keniane kon nou nie weer punte aanteken nie, maar Sabella Senatla, jou beauty, hy het uiteindelik die 3 gedruk wat die verskil gemaak het. So Suid-Afrika wen nou 17-12 en dit is hulle enigste wedstryd vir vandag. Speel môre, ek dink net hier so by 12 uur kant, speel hulle ten Spanje. Daar is hy, 12 minute voor 12, môre ten Spanje. En dit behoort interessant te wees. En dan later, die laaste wedstrijd van die dag. Dit is het, dit is precies die, hoe snaaks is dit? Die wereldbeker eindstrijd, Suid-Afrika ten Engeland, die bleekbene.
Wat so?
Daar kom het nou weer sterker terug. Ei, lekker man, maak jouself reg. Engelse, is het plek?
Net so voor ons een breek vat, Arnie. Dit is dog interessante...
Die interessante, totale onbruikbare sportfeit van die dag.
Daai ene, Arnie.
Ja, daai ene. So, weet jy, dit is nou dis nou regtig van interessant dat dit so uitgewerk het. Maar ek moet jou sê, wat nou vir my wonderlik was van die ding, dis presies dieselfde as wat aangaan met cricket Suid-Afrika. In die derde toets tussen Pakistan en Suid-Afrika by Faisalabad in Oktober 1998, het Mushtaq Ahmed Googly na Pat Simcox toe gebal, wat Simou heeltemal gemis het. Die bal is reguit op pad na die paakies toe. Die bal is reguit tussen die paakies deur en die paakies het nie eers beweeg nie.
Nee.
Hy was saam met Gary Kirsten by die paakies in Suid-Afrika was besig om rond te krap op 98/7. En die skeidsregter het toe gaan kyk, Steve dan het nader gaan kyk en gaan krap en te kere gaan, maar daar was geen fout nie. Die bal is los deur tussen die twee paakies. Kirsten en Simcox het uiteindelik 124 vir die agste paakie opgesit met Simcox wat 81 gemaak het van net 94 balle en Kirsten was 100 nie uit nie. En dit is een wat jy nooit weer in jou lewe sal sien nie.
Is dit op video vasgevang?
Yes sir.
Wow, ek wil dit sien. Ok, is 6:30.
Hey, Bonnie!
Bierman, wat fout?
Hier het nou net 'n vreemde ou met jou kar weggery. Kom ons vang hom.
Relax man, dit was die ou van We Buy Cars.
Wat? Jy het net gister gesê jy dink daaraan om jou kar te verkoop.
Ja, ek was op WeBuyCars.co.za en hulle het my so 'n goeie aanbod gemaak, ek moes hom net laat gaan.
Maar wat van die betaling?
Reeds ontvang. Hulle het na my toe gekom, al die papierwerk gedoen en my dadelik betaal.
Blikskottel, dit was vinnig.
Ja, net so. WeBuyCars.co.za. By verre die maklikste manier om jou motor te verkoop.
Sluddy Sport met trots geborg deur WeBuyCars.co.za.
Okay, so. Arnie, sal het vir my onregverdig wees om vir my te sê dat ons moontlik dalk nog bedanking kan sien ingedien word voor die einde van hierdie aand. Ek praat nie van politiek of sport of besigheid. Ek praat net van een of ander
so, bedanking. So sommer maar net so uit die bloute uit. Ja, ja, beslis.
Ons kan ook moontlik bedanking sien.
As ek nou geluister het na wat ons miskien net gehoor het, kan het selfs in 'n sport wees, maar ek was nie seker nie. Is glad nie seker nie.
Ja, mense, dit is
dis nie Ruben die jammerte daarvan is dat dit tot op hierdie punt moes kom.
Ja.
Dat jy sien al of dis soos 'n ou wat siek is vir 2 jaar. Hmm. Hy is siek maar hy gaan nie hospitaal toe nie. Hy is siek gaan nie dokter toe nie, en uiteindelik dan is hy dood voor sy deur, en nou wil hy ewe skielik, nou moet ons medies intree, hierdie kom vir 'n baie lang tyd, en dit hoort nie so te wees nie,
nee.
Ek gee nou nie om wie of wat dit is nie, hierdie is nie 'n persoonlike ding nie, dit niks te my uit te waai nie,
nee, verseker.
Ek dink die mense, maar ek het 'n ou pel, vinnige bowler op sy ou dag, en ek en hy vir 'n jaar lank 'n kantoor gedeel, YouPage, en Page is die lieflikste, sagste ou, selfs al het was hy 'n spoedbowler op sy tyd, wat jy ooit in jou lewe kon kry, nee. En hy en sy manne het gister by die Wanderers by mekaar gekom. Ek verstaan, hulle kom weer vanavond by mekaar. Hulle gaan daar saam probeer ingryp en probeer help. Want daar moet maniere wees wat mense hierdie ding kan regkry, want laat mense eerlik wees, cricket is een van ons groot sporte in die land.
Absoluut.
Dit behoort reg te vloei. Daar is nie enige en ek is jammer ons kon nie daarby uitkom nie, want ek dink Telford sou vir ons 'n interessante vraag kon antwoord. As ons vir hom kon sê, maar hoekom kon rugby dit doen? As kan cricket dit doen, as rugby dit kon doen, want laat ons eerlijk wees, 2.5-3 jaar terug was rugby ook in, wel, kom ons sê so, nou moet ons miskien net weer beter definities gee, Springbok rugby was in die moeilikheid, en dit was werklik waar goed teruggetrek, en kyk wat het gebeur, 2 jaar later, so dis moontlik, maar dit beteken, jy gaan die regte mense op die regte plek moet kry, om die regte besluite te maak, met baie hulp, en met baie bystand, en alles anders wat daarmee saamgaan. Maar dit help nie, dis nou soos die Eskom, ek verstaan, ek het gister met iemand gepraat, wat vir my sê, die nuwe baas by Eskom, is besig om met rasseskrede ding te verander. Onmiddellik, is dinge begin beter lyk.
Ek van nie in huis is kunne wees, maar,
nee.
Dis die ene, maar die ander ding is ook, en ek wil vir jou sê, en ek sal sommer reguit sê, egos by die voordeur uit.
Absoluut. Absoluut. En daarby saam moet jy jouself ook afvra, al die ander politiekse besluite wat gemaak is in cricket in Suid-Afrika in die afgelope 3 of 4 jaar, dit moes sekerlik bygedra het tot waar ons vandag is met cricket.
Ja.
Nie waar nie.
Ja.
Of jy nou wil of jy nou nie wil nie, hierdie is die bewys dat die besluite wat gemaak is, insluitende baie politieke besluite, het nie uitgewerk nie, want hier is die bewys. Die patiënt is baie siek.
Verseker. Van cricket, kom ons gaan oor, ons moet eindelijk gaan net vinnig, ek wil nou vir jou gesê het, ek wil eindelijk gaan net so vinnig een oogje gooi daar in die Mzansi Super League toe, want ek moet vir jou sê, dis ook nog ons toernooi wat op hierdie stadium lekker in die gang is, Annie, en kom ons kyk gaan vinnig, nou hoe dinge staan op hierdie stadium met die Mzansi Super League, as ons om het gaan ook vinnig daar ook een dag gaat, ja sê.
Wel, daar was een of twee interessante wedstrijde. Sondag was dit die Cape Town Blitz ten die Tswani Spartans en ongelukkig kon die manne van Netter in die pad op nie die knoop daar deurraak nie en die Cape Town Blitz het gewen nadat hulle 157-5 gemaak het en die wedstrijd net daarna op die Wanderers, die Josie Stars, selfs al maak hulle toe nou 171, was dit nie genoeg gewees om die paal rocks te klop nie, hulle toe nou 4 loopies meer gemaak, 175-5 en dan die volgende wedstrijd was by die, was in Port Elizabeth, die Nelson Mandela Bay Giants, 192, en dit was 4 loopies meer as die Tswani Spartans, so die man van Pretoria sommer 2 keer een blaukie geloop, net sommer so, en hoe is hierdie? Jurelax Boland Park, Paul Rox maak 195 vir 2.
Jo,
gister. Ja. En Faf du Plessis het laat waai. Ek dink hy het so iets soos nie, net minder as 60 geslaan van 36 aflewering so iets. En 197-4 maak die Durban Heat en hulle speel om toe sommer klaar daar met 2 loopies. As jy 195 maak,
ja,
dan dink jy jy gaan meeste van die tyd wen. Maar nou ja, dis seker maar hoe dit gaat, nee.
Seker.
Môre is dit die Cape Town Blitz op Nieuweland ten die Nelson Mandela Bay Giants en dit sal interessant wees om net gou-gou na die punte leer te kyk soos hy nou lyk, want ek dink op die ou einde, as mens gaan kyk daar, die Josie manne is net omtrent die enigste manne wat nie uiteindelik een kans gaan heen, die Paul Rox loop voor en hulle is op 23 punte, tesame met die Nelson Mandela Bay Giants ook op 23, Tswani Spartans is 19, Durban Heat 18 en Cape Town Blitz 17, so dis nog moontlik vir enige van 5 spanne om hierdie ding deur te trek.
Ja, nee, verseker. En as ons net vinnig gekyk het, jy het gesê, morgen en saterdag ook,
Saterdag ook een paar wedstrijde, inteendeel 1 wedstrijd en dan sondag 2 Josie Stars ten die Durban Heat en dis by die Bidwest Wanderers om 12:30 saterdag middag en dan sondag as jy in die Boland area is, Paul Rox om 10:00 teen die Nelson Mandela by Giants en dan die Tswani Spartans net hier in die pad op.
Weer ek, ja.
Alhoewel, ek moet jou sê, ek weet nie van die weer nie, Supersport Park is waar hulle dan speel om 2:00 teen die Cape Town Blitz.
So daar het jy dit, dis hoe die sake daar gaan staan en ons sal vir hom fijn dophou dan. Goed, ons vat gaan vanaf weer een break, ons chat hier daarna verder, want ons moet nog een bykie rugby gesels en natuurlijk nog die lach vir die dag.
Sluddy Sport met trotgeborg deur webuycars.co.za.
Dis hoe kom ek sê, dis poeier.
Skies vir die van julle wat in die donker sit en luister na, ons is werkelijk waar jammer, Ruben se keuse van muziek het om evens in die steek gelaat.
Jeremy Loops met...
Verlede vrijdag was het Black Friday, vandag is het Black Thursday. Ons gaan in die moeilijkheid kom.
Ek weet.
Ons gaan in die moeilijkheid kom. Hou nou
vir die einde van die jaar. Dit so een waarskuwingkie is al lekker wees. Okay. Hoor jy aan? Kom ons gesels. Bietjie golfsake. Gaan dit al beter in die golf aan?
Wel, myne of die beroepspelers?
Ja, oor die algemeen.
Okay. Wel, in Mauritius, dit is amtai as jy golfspeler is. Hulle speel hierdie week in Mauritius by die Heritage Bel Ombre golfbaan in Mauritius, en Romain Langas loop daarvoor van Frankrijk na die eerste ronde. Suid-Afrikaanse voormalige SA Open kampioen Brandon Stone is in die tweede plek saam met die hele paar ander spelers. Grant Forrest van Skotland, Rasmus Højgaard van Denemarken en die Fransman Benjamin Hébert en Jaco Ahlers. Jy weet wat is Jaco se bynaam op die toer?
Nee.
Hy weet. Ahlers.
Dis baie.
Is oulik. Nee, ja. Dit is nie myne nie, dit is wat die ouens om rarig noem, en dit is goed om te sien, dat die ouens lekker kan lag.
Ja.
En dan natuurlijk, daar is een hele paar ander toernooi ook aan die gang op die oomblik, want ek moet jou sê, Tiger Woods is bezig om sy toernooi te speel, en dan op die Europese toer, is daar ook golf aan die gang, en daar natuurlijk is, ek wou nou vir jou vertel het, alhoewel, dit is seker die Australiese toer, en die Australiese Ope, wat ek seker moet noem, En op hierdie stadium, wat my aan betref, man, daar is 'n hele paar grootname wat daar speel, insluitende die, die grootnaam van alle tye, of net omtrent van alle tye, wat Suid-Afrika aan betref, Ernie Els. En dis daar onder in Australië. Ek weet dat die hele paar van die Aussies werklik waar goed gespeel het vandag.
En ons gesels volgende week, gesels ons presidentbeker, nie?
Absoluut, dis bitter belangrik.
Ja,
dit is bitter belangrik.
Ons bietjie daarby gesels, so maak seker die skakel in volgende week regstreeks se oorskakeling soontoe, so dit gaan baie interessant. Daai goeie vriend van jou.
Nico van Rensburg, yes. Ook natuurlik 'n baie goeie speler op sy tyd en hy Ernie Els is twee manne wat vir jare en jare mekaar ken en inteendeel hier's 'n interessante ou storieetjie. So aan die begin van hulle loopbane het op tussen op pad Swaziland toe. En hulle ry na die Swazi golfbaan toe en net toe hulle in Swaziland in is, toe moes hulle uitswaai vir 'n dier as ek my nie misgis nie en die twee van hulle Nico bestuur en Ernie sit met sy linkerhand buite die venster, hy hou die motor so vas en toe rol daai kar bo oor daai linker vinger van hom en dit is gelukkig dat hy nooit ernstiger beseer was nie, anders was dit 10-10-1 die einde van 'n baie belopende golfbaan.
Ja nee, verseker. Annie, wil jy nog iets op die golf doen? Het jy nog iets wil jy gou vinnig daar nog? Hoor jy, loops, hoe gaan dit met jou golf gespeel? Want jy het verlang nie gespeel nie, jy is nou weer terug op die golf, man.
Nee, ek het Dinsdag het ons gespeel in die teddybeerdag. Waar as jy 'n teddybeer bring, dan kry ons 2000 teddybere ingesamel op die dag. En net so te loop, die wonderlike ding daarvan is, my oupel Heinrich, hy loop rond in hospitale vir so 2 of 3 dae reg hierdie land. Ja. En dan gee hy gee teddybere uit vir 'n fale vir die arme kindertjies wat dan in hospitale is. Net so vinnig, ja, dis 'n ongelooflike inisiatief. Takumi Kanyaya is van Japan, is voorsaam met Chun An Yu, en dan is het Matt Jones, Daniel Nesbitt, Dimitrios Papadatos en Scott, en hierdie ou het 'n mooi naam, Scott Arnold. Takumi Kanya loop dan nou voor op 6 onder sy versaam met An Yu, die rest van hulle is allemaal 2 houwe achter.
Hoorie, bly nie vir nederig, sobief. En dan die ander ding is aan die waars, nog moet
Hoekom? Gesaas. Hoekom moet mens nederig?
Ja, dis boring, ek stel
ja,
saam.
Ja, nee, wat, vir wat?
Hoorie, hoe is hierdie nie? Sia Kolisi officially joins Jay-Z's sport company. Hoe's daai vir jou?
Dis iets werklik waar spesiaal.
Wow.
So, hy het geteken saam met Jay-Z Sports Management, dis Rock Nation Sports.
Oh, nee, dis massive.
Ja, dit is 'n afdeling van die hip-hop man se groot maatskappy Rock Nation. En nou ja, kan ons dan vra of daar binnekort 'n movie gaan wees?
Nou.
En wie gaan Sia Kolisi speel? Dis die een ding. En dan natuurlijk gaan ons binnenkort 'n hip-hop song van meneer Kolisi.
Kan jy imagine?
Dit kan nogal interessant wees.
Ja. Nee, dis groot. En ek meen, die mense is langs wie hy gaan staan op hierdie stadium op dieselfde verhoog en van sy story gaan deel is ongelooflik.
I am a Springbok champion of England. I will give you a clamp.
Wacht, doen dit weer?
Nee, kan nie. That's a once-off. That's a once-off. Jy kan nie weer nie. Kan nie weer. Dit moet natuurlijk gebeur.
Okay. Alright, okay, nee, ek gee dit.
Sia
Kolisi. Ek dink dit kan werk.
Dit kan ja.
Hy is 'n masjien. Hoor, kyk net vir jou sê, hoe is hierdie storie? Israel Folau steek sy voeters uit na die blou bulle.
Dis nogal interessant. So stel jou voor, hy kom. Dit sal interessant wees.
Ja.
Want dit kan nie goed wees vir die bulle en dit kan natuurlik nie goed wees vir hom. Ek sien gister is dit nou aangekondig dat hy en Australiese rugby hulle saak geskik het. Maar ek weet hy het vir 'n massiewe bedrag gevra.
Ja.
En al twee van Australiese rugby en meneer Folau het nou albei gesê hulle is dankbaar vir dit wat uitgewerk het. Al twee het om verskoning gevra en aanbeweeg en ek dink dis 'n goeie ding. Ek is dankbaar daarvoor want die ding kon lank en uitgereik en lelik gewees het en dan sou dit totaal onnodig gewees het. Dis so interessant. Ek kry dit nou op sosiale media, 'n ou wat vra, now that he's got all this money, is he going to share some of it with the children's fund of some sort? So,
ja.
Dis nogal interessant.
Dis baie interessant. Hy sal probably. Ek weet nie, ek wil nie vir hom praat nie, maar.
Ja, jy weet wat, dis so interessante debat daai, oor wat hy gesê het, of het reg of verkeerd is, en of as 'n Christen mens dit in daardie terme moet sê. Kry jy meer Christene om na jou te luister as jy miskien net so effens sagter praat daaroor? Of dryf jy mense weg van Christenskap af? As jy so direk is daaroor. Die Bybel is direk daaroor. Maar lewe ons in 'n tyd waar jy werklik waar so die ek vra die vraag of jy werklik waar so direk kan wees. En wen dit vir mens Christene in die koninkryk in. Ek weet nie altyd wat is die regte antwoord.
Ja. Nou goed, Annie, dit is omtrent dit. Ek moet vir jou sê, my naweek is so iets wat rustiger, die laatste ruk.
Wel, na wereldbeker, vrijdag, dan kom vrijdag, dan wonder ek nou,
ja.
wat gaan ek nou kyk hierdie naweek? En dan weet jy, daar is die rugby nie. Nou.
Dis baie weird, maar anyway.
En selfs gaan ons cricket hee, gaan ons tentene nie cricket hee nie.
Ek het gehoop ek het 'n deer wat toeslaan so lank, maar ek het nie daai ka. Anyway.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Ja, verseker. Goed, 10 minute voor 7 aan ons moet gaan. Net so voor ons gaan natuurlik een van ons laagtepunte vir die aand is ons
die lag vir die dag.
Het jy vir ons 'n lag vir die dag aan nie?
Is jy reg?
Ek is reg.
Cricket Suid-Afrika.
No.
Bye. Gaan uit, Annie, kom, ons gaan.
Bye.
Af is jou mic. Bye. Bye.